Is there design in the universe? Are we living inside a universe with a grand design? This was a hot-button question long before intelligent design sent off alarm bells among the scientific community. Intelligent design is based on trusting the book of Genesis, but if you loosen your criteria and ask, is God playing any part in creation? The same firestorm erupts. Science is anti-design because of its stance on religion. Keep it out of the lab. Politics, don't let churches interfere with government funding. And rationality, there are no data suggesting a grand design driven by God or the gods. A random universe excludes the notion of design. If every event happens by chance, from the emergence of a subatomic particle to the Big Bang, there's no need for a designer to oversee how the cosmos turned out. So why is there any mystery to solve? Because our minds are caught between two worldviews. It's like being trapped in an elevator stuck between two floors. In Rudyard Kipling's children's story, How the Leopard Got Its Spots, the spots were painted on by an Ethiopian hunter so that leopards would blend into the speckly, patchy, blotchy shadows. Modern science agrees. It turns out that cats who hunt in the dark or in dappled forest light are much more likely to have spots or stripes, because these evolved to help the animals hide and hunt for food. Cats that hunt out in the open are more likely to have plain, undecorated coats. There's always an exception to the rule, so we get the cheetah, which runs after its prey out in the open, but is also spotted. It would seem that Kipling and an evolutionary biologist might have come up with the same answer, only they didn't. In place of Ethiopian hunter, put the words God or Mother Nature or whatever designer you like. In the form of a whimsical tale for children, Kipling adheres to the worldview that gives the leopard its spots for a reason, and this reason is known in advance. Camouflage. This worldview doesn't specifically need God, just a creative reason for leopards to have spots. The Ethiopian hunter didn't paint the leopard bright orange, because that would have defeated the whole point. Science puts the reason afterward, as the effect, not the cause. Leopards got their spots at random, due to the interaction of two specific chemicals known as morphogens. These chemicals create all patterns, including the ridges your tongue can feel on the roof of your mouth. Through a random mutation involving morphogens and how they interact, spots emerged on a cat long, long ago, and it turned out to work as camouflage. The animal doesn't know that it's camouflaged. It doesn't know anything about how it looks. The only thing that matters in Darwinism is survival, and a cat with spots survives better by being a better hunter in dappled light. The patterns of spots and stripes on cats in the wild are random also, and their arrangement was predicted using a computer model by World War II British codebreaker Alan Turing. Why, then, are we stuck between worldviews like an elevator stuck between floors? Because, in our minds, there's a reason for leopards to have spots, just as Kipling said. But at the same time, we accept the mechanism behind the spots, just as science says. It is very hard to get the human mind to accept that absolutely everything in nature is meaningless. But that's what Darwinism, the Big Bang, cosmic inflation, and the formation of the solar system are all about. Stripping creation of human notions like purpose and meaning. Scientists hate the word design because it feels like a sneak attack from a worldview they thought was extinct. But if you forget the current hot-button climate of opinion, the words design, pattern, structure, and form are synonyms. There is no rational reason why design should be considered especially radioactive. But we have to be realistic. Words have histories, and the history of design is repugnant to many scientists because of its association with creationism. The creationist campaign updates the Book of Genesis by claiming that science supports the notion of intelligent design. Alarmists on the opposite side view this as a threat to the integrity of science. In reality, intelligent design has appealed mostly to the faithful and to the mass media, who knew an entertaining story when they saw one. The courts have thrown out any attempt to give creationism equal time in school curriculums with science, although a few exceptions linger, unfortunately. It would seem foolhardy to plow this field again. But that stuck elevator won't budge. Looking around at nature, we see design everywhere. Is this just a trick of the mind? No one catches bears and frogs staring with wonder at a rainbow. For them, there is no beautiful iridescent arc. In fact, no pattern at all. Accounting for the beauty of a rainbow may be a red herring. Perhaps we should be asking a totally cold-blooded question. Is anything in the universe there by design?